And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In romantic Bermuda, the moon is shining over the water, and the sound of waves gently lapping against the breakwater is a soothing sound, as Julia Dixon and her young admirer, Oliver Wilson, sit on a bench by the water's edge. Occasionally, the sound of a plodding horse is heard on the road back of them.
Oh, it's terribly late, Oliver. Shockingly late. And I must get back to the hotel at once.
No, I don't want to let you go, Julia. It's too perfect a night. It's too enchanted.
Yes. But all good things must come to an end. And so must my little vacation in Bermuda.
Then you really mean to go back to the States?
Of course.
Why?
Because I... Well, I must. I've been here far too long as it is.
You're tired of Bermuda? Of my company?
Oh, bless you, Oliver. Of course not. You've been so sweet to me. I can't imagine why you'd care to devote so much of your time to me when there must be so many attractive girls of your own age.
Does that mean that you take me for a child? After all, I'm not exactly a baby, you know.
Of course not, Oliver. But we both know that I'm considerably older than you.
Does that make such a difference? How does that alter the way that I feel for you? The fact that I find you more attractive, more desirable than any woman I've ever met.
Oh, Oliver, you mustn't say that.
Why not? When it's true? If only things weren't the way they are, I'd follow you in a second. I'd be on the ship or the plane. I'd stay close to where you live, haunt you day and night until you realize that I'm deeply, wholeheartedly in love with you.
Oliver, you've made me happier than you'll ever know. But you mustn't talk this way. In a short time, you'll have forgotten that I ever existed.
That's not very kind. It doesn't give me credit for any decent emotions. This isn't a passing thing. But since I mean so little to you, Julia...
You don't mean so little, Oliver.
And yet you insist on leaving, on putting me out of your life.
Perhaps we'll meet again. In the States?
There's little chance of that. With dollars so hard to come by for chaps like me, I can't take money out of Bermuda. If I were to see you in your country, I'd have to come as a guest. There couldn't be any other way.
Then perhaps that can be arranged.
You mean it? Or are you just having me on? Or is that a promise?
Oh, don't rush me so, Oliver. I have to think about it.
But I should be most awfully proper, and you'd have no reason to be ashamed of me.
As if I ever could. It's only that...
Don't tell me. It's that Mr. Rupert Barlow. He's in love with you, and he wants to marry you, and he's rolling in money, whereas I haven't a penny.
No. You don't have it quite right, Oliver.
Then what is it? Do you mean to say that Rupert Barlow hasn't been after you to marry him? That he didn't follow you down here no matter what the paper said? Try to get you to agree? Isn't that why he returned in a temper when you refused and allowed all that beastly rot to be printed just to get back at you?
No, Oliver, that isn't quite it.
But he is in love with you. He's told you so.
Yes. He's told me so. Many times.
And you're going back to marry him?
I wonder.
Julia, don't make up your mind without giving me a chance. I swear you can't do this to me. Let me go back for a visit. I want you to see me in your surroundings. I want to know your home, everything about you.
I'm sure you wouldn't find it very exciting.
Let me return with you, Julia, for just a visit. Couldn't you bring me to meet your great Rupert Barlow and compare us both? Perhaps you'll find that I'm not so insignificant. Tell me you'll give me this chance, Julia. Let me return with you to this place of yours on Long Island.
All right, Oliver.
You mean you will? You'll let me come back for a visit?
Yes. I think it might be a very good idea.
Bless you, Julia. My dear, dear Julia.
And late this same night, at his Oyster Bay estate, Rupert Barlow is unable to sleep. So he has rung for his man, Victor, who appears at the door of his bedroom, sleepy-eyed and cross.
Yeah, boss, you rang?
Yes, Victor. Turn on the light there and come in and sit down. I can't sleep.
Tough.
Now sit down, Victor. Not way over there. I don't want to shout. Here in the wing chair.
What's the idea, Mr. Barlow?
I want to talk.
talk. Listen, it's after 2:00.
Now, never mind about that.
Okay, boss. Only I was sure sleeping nice.
Now, look. What I'm about to say is deeply confidential. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah? About what?
About Mrs. Noble and that infernal husband of hers.
Holy smoke, boss. I thought you'd given up trying to make time with that dame.
Certainly not. I never give up. There's always a way to get what I want, and I mean to find that way. Perhaps I have found it already. Larry Noble has entered into a business transaction with me.
Yeah, you told me. He turned over some papers, and you were going to give him the dough to send his wife and kid to Bermuda.
Exactly. I offered to include him in a secret deal I knew about, and he put up his house deed and certain insurance papers as security. Then you know what happened.
Sure, I know. Mrs. Noble backs out, and Miss Dixon gets on the boat instead.
Confound it. I still don't understand how they got together on that. Well, anyhow, the important thing is that I still have those papers.
Yeah, but how's that help you, Annie?
I'd like to teach Larry Noble a good lesson. After the way he's behaved, taking sides with Claudia Vincent against me, inviting her to move into their house at Rosehaven, right after she tried to kill me.
Okay, so if you squeeze the guy and hold out his dough, you end up by making Mrs. Noble sore at you, is that it?
That's crudely put, but more or less correct. When Mrs. Noble was here this afternoon, she told me she doesn't like Claudia Vincent. She doesn't trust her.
I don't blame her. That dame's dynamite. And she's making a play for Mr. Noble. You can bet on that.
Well, that puts me in a strong position in one sense. Mrs. Noble believes my word against the word of Claudia Vincent.
Sure, that's a cinch.
She's also mentioned the fact of this business transaction.
Yeah?
She suggested that if it's possible, she'd like me to return their securities.
She don't miss much, does she, boy?
Now, be still, Victor. The question is, should I return the securities or not?
Well, I thought you said it's the only way to keep in good with Mrs. Noble.
I'm afraid it is. And if I were sure it would make her regard me in a different light, then, of course, I wouldn't hesitate.
In other words, you don't want to let the Noble guy go now that you got him in a corner if you can't make any time with the lady.
Hmm.
What'd you tell her, Mr. Barlow?
I said I would return the securities at once.
Well, then it's all settled. Why get me out of bed then?
That's what I told her. But I'm not so sure. It's a very exasperating puzzle. And another thing that's exasperating is what's keeping Julia Dixon all this time? Why isn't she back yet? Look, go at once and send another cable, Victor. Make it plenty strong. I want her back right away.
Okay, boss, I'll try again. Only it looks like that good-looking Bermuda guy has got her plenty interested.
And the same night, as Larry quietly opened the door of his and Mary's bedroom in their Rosehaven home, he listened for a second, and then...
It's all right, Larry. I'm awake. You don't have to tiptoe around.
Oh. Well, I didn't want to wake you, Mary.
Did you have a good audience tonight?
Yes, great. Wonderful the way the box office is holding up.
Did you bring Claudia back with you?
Of course, honey. What did you think?
Did she enjoy the play?
Yeah, she's absolutely nuts about it. Never saw anybody enjoy a play so much. She's smart, Mary, plenty smart.
Is she? I wouldn't wonder.
And she knows theater, too. She hasn't had a lot of experience, but she has the instinct. The heart. You know.
Yes, I guess so.
Everything she says makes sense. And she gets such a kick out of it. You know what she's going to do?
No. What?
She's going to learn Sheila's part.
What for?
She said she'd love to play that big third act scene with me. Just for the fun of it. Just to see if she could do it. Claudia's got an idea she'd be just right for the part.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know, honey. But if she wants to try it just for practice...
That's the big love scene, isn't it, Larry?
Why, of course. You know which scene I'm talking about. The big dramatic climax in the third act.
Yes, that's what I thought you meant.
It's the high spot of the play.
I know.
Say, what's the matter with you? Why are you acting like that?
Nothing at all, Larry. Just tired. I'm sure you'll find Claudia is perfect for the part.
Larry continues to remove his shoes as he glances over at Mary's bed, but she hasn't turned her back. Apparently has gone to sleep. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.